Blog Talk Radio.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship your holy name. You are Alpha and Omega. Hello? 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 Amen. Can you hear me on the radio broadcast? Hello. Can you hear me?
Just heard you. This is the first time I could hear you, Apostle.
Really? I've been over here all this time.
Yeah, we've been.
Oh my
I don't know if anyone else. I don't know if anyone else can hear you, but this is the first time I could hear you.
Oh my God!
Can you
hear me? Oh
I can
my
hear
God,
you.
This is crazy house. Okay. Praise God. I just went through the whole devotion service. Do you hear me?
Really?
I went through the whole devotion service. Yep. Uh-huh. Amen. Amen. Well, that's all right. That's all right. God knows. I probably needed that one by myself first, y'all. But we thank and praise God for everyone. And I pray and hope the ones in Radio Land can hear me as well. Praise the Lord. But, I was supposed to come on here tonight to decree and declare over the prophets on tonight. But I left my material at home. So I'm not at home right now. I'm at work. And God gave me something to talk about today. So we're going to be talking about demonic legal rights and soul ties. Demonic legal rights and soul ties is what we're going to be talking about today. Hold on one second. Amen, amen. Demonic legal rights. And I'm telling you, he already upset because believe me, I had to start my laptop about four times. My phone went out and everything, but it's all right. Can you all hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. When you can't hear me, let me know because it's because of the enemy. Anyway, we're going to be talking a little bit. We're going to start. What are legal rights? And I want, because you all know I've talked this many times. This don't have to be me just teaching. If you all need to have a question, please don't hesitate to ask me because we need to know this. Legal rights is something that can give demons an opportunity to enter or harass us or give them the right to remain in us even when we try to cast them out. That's legal rights. Some of the most common legal rights that are faced, that we are faced with, is when we're ministering deliverance, or this is some that when we're ministering deliverances, these are some of the common legal rights. Sin, especially willful sin, soul ties. Let me see. Demonic vows, forgiveness, and ancestral sin. Childhood rejection, point of weakness, spoken self curses, cursed objects, renounced demons, other things. That's what we're going to end up doing, that kind of stuff. But these right here are why we have legal rights. That's why they have legal rights, because of sin, willful sin. That's not the only thing, but I'm just saying, when we commit sin, it gives the enemy a legal right to affect or bother us in one way or another. The deeper the sin, the bigger the door that is open to the devil. When a person allows unholy thoughts to enter their mind, it can open the door to a demon of lust, which eventually causes that person to commit adultery, and the matter is compounded. Now, that's why I say all the time, we need to repent as much as possible. Repent, because then they don't have legal rights. You have to repent, because sometimes we forget about it. We can be looking at the stories in the daytime and all that stuff, just, you know, get in your spirit, and you be in them stories like I used to be, and saying all kind of stuff and thinking all kind of other things too, because they be doing all crazy stuff in Search for Tomorrow and The Edge of Night and all that kind of stuff. I don't even know if they come on anymore, but that's what I used to look at. And As the World Turned, all that kind of stuff, it brings all of that on. I remember I was thinking about how the young men that goes from 12, 13, the baby stage to the young man stage, like from 12, and they go up to 13 or 14, what do you think they wrestle with? You see, a lot of them go through that, was it puberty or whatever it is, and they have them bumps, and they go into a whole lot of other stuff if they don't have a man, a man of God, a godly man, to let them know you don't have to do that. I'm just trying to keep it real today because ain't no children on the line, and I hope ain't none listening to me. But this is stuff we need to stop now before it goes far, because if you keep on sinning, and if a young man at that age where they just now knowing what they can do and all this kind of stuff, or experiencing, and not just a man, a young man, a young woman too, both of them, goes both ways, and they stepping from childhood and into a young people, and then they feel like, you know, they feel this feeling, and you know, if you feel it just when you forget in your mind one little time, Satan brings it up all the time. He wants you to have that feeling all the time. So then he brings it up all the time that you can think about it. And when you start thinking of, when they start thinking about it, then they started masturbating. They start masturbating. They start trying to quench that desire. These are young children. They got to go all this time not knowing what to say, just think that's normal and right. And the devil having his way, stiffing them as weak, just over and over and over again. These are things we need to discuss with our children. Do you have feelings like this? Even though they may not want to tell you, they may want to tell their daddy, or they may not want to tell their daddy but want to go to their mama if they're a young lady. These are things we need to look at when it comes to children. Because nobody, we didn't have that when we were growing up. Nobody told us this. Nobody explained this to us. But I was thinking earlier today when I was reading over it, and we have to keep our mind. It starts like that. It starts like that. It starts just like that. But when a person allows unholy thoughts to enter their mind, it could open the door to a demon of lust, which eventually causes a person to commit adultery, and the matter is compounded. It starts when the enemy tempts us the wrong thing. Then when we accept it and make it a habit, it opens up the door for the enemy to move in further. Then behind the bad habit, which can be formed, lies a demonic compulsion that isn't easy resisted. If the person continues down this path, he continues to open more doors to the enemy. Eventually, that person finds himself committing adultery, rape, etc. Because the feelings and desires the demons push on that person are irresistible. They're irresistible. Once he or she commits those sins, mega doors are then open, and the problem is like a snowball going down the hill. Sin opens the door to demons, which pushes us in the direction to more sin, which opens us wider to more demons. We have to cut it off there. We got to stop it. Even we done made it this far, we still have to cut it off and stop it. Because some people don't know. Legal rights is something. When I tell you, there's something because I done been through it. I can't teach you and tell you nothing that I haven't been through. I've been through it. And I'm here to tell you that they think they own you. They think they own you. And if you don't stop or whatever, they'll try to kill you or kill your husband or kill whoever you're with. Mm-hmm. You have to know the tactics and the ways of the enemy. You have to know that. The remedy is repent. Verbally confess and repent of your sins that have given the enemy legal rights in your life. If you recognize a particular sin or sins that has opened the door to the bondage you're seeking deliverance from, it helps to specifically repent of that sin. Any larger or gross sins you can remember are always good to repent of specifically. When we say we repent, that should cover everything. But when it's a sin like for legal rights, and a lot of people don't even know what that is, but we need to repent for all of them. Ask God, renounce, whatever we have to do, we need to do it. 1 John 1:9 says, tell us to confess our sins. If we don't confess our sins and instead we hide them from God, it leaves the sin remaining in our lives. We need to confess our sins in order to be forgiven. That's what we need to do. You can go confess in your prayer time, your prayer hour, whatever, however, confess. Okay. Do I have anything else on demonic legal rights? Ephesians 4:27 says, don't give place or opportunity to the devil. How do we give place to the devil? The devil has a three-prong attack on a person, on a man or a woman: legal rights, strongholds, and denomination denomination. This will deal with the first, the definition of legal rights. The first thing you deal with in deliverance is legal rights. You don't go anywhere in deliverance, deal with anything until you have dealt with legal rights. This is what the devil was seeking in his attack on Job. You come into the world with a hedge of protection around you, a hedge of protection, and that hedge of protection is innocent. The devil looks for something that you do or what someone else will do that allows him to attack you. He knows all the rules to get at us. He knows them. We lose when we don't know them. We lose when we don't know him. Know them as well. We need to know them just like he know them. Legal rights are the entry of evil, the ways that demons actually enter a person. It's how they get in. You have to deal with the demonic. A demon may not come in when a sin is committed, but he awaits and bides his time for later when the sin is stronger. The legal rights must be broken to cancel the demonic option. So that's a little more on legal rights, because I'm telling you, they've gotten stronger, and we have to get stronger. We have to know exactly what we must do to stop this stuff. We have to know exactly what we must do. We can't play with it. We got to do it. The red herring issue: possession, ownership. Oh, no. Same vessel, good and evil. A smoke herring, number one, a smoke herring, something intended to divert attention from the real problem or matter at hand, a misleading clue. Okay, relationship of possession and ownership. The red herring issue: that possession means ownership. Possession means ownership. Act or fact of possessing. State of being possessed. Ownership. Law. Actual holding or occupancy. Either will or without rights of ownership. Unbridged. Own the a stolen good that he possesses. What about a library book? See, I'm just trying to get you to think. Just because you steal it or you possess it, you don't own it. But with demons, they feel like if they possess it, it's theirs. They got legal rights. Because, see, Christ is the owner of us. He possessed ownership over us. But if we get out there and sin, then we give ourselves over, or the enemy tempts us to sin or whatever, he can take possession. he can take possession. We have to be careful of that. Ownership is not a requirement of possession, nor is it conferred by possession. A false conclusion. If any part of premise is false, then the conclusion will be false. Christians cannot be possessed by demons since they are owned by Christ. Demons don't need to own you to possess you. All they need is a legal right. That's all they need. The red herring issue that the same vessel can have good and evil. Nowhere does the Bible say that a Christian cannot have a demon. Nowhere. It is falsely inferred by using inappropriate scripture reference, like Matthew 7 and 18. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear a good fruit. This is not talking about a demon, but false teachers. Matthew chapter 12, verse 35. A good man out of the good treasures of his heart bring forth good things, and an evil man out of evil treasures bring evil things. This is not talking about demons, but the word that we speak. James 3 and 11, does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? This is not talking about demons, but about speaking curses and blessings. The Bible does not teach that Christians can't have demons. The same vessel. This would mean that Christ and demons are in the same place, and they're not. They're not. Man is made in the image of God. Genesis chapter 1 and 27. God's nurture is triune, 3 in 1. Man's nature is tripartite, body, soul, and spirit. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and 23. Demons cannot reside in a dead spirit, which is the state of non-Christian. Therefore, they reside in the soul part of man. When Christ is accepted by a person as their Savior, he brings the Spirit to life, and that is where he and the Holy Spirit reside. A false conclusion. Christians cannot be possessed by demons, since that would mean that God and demons reside in the same place. God and demons are not in the same part of man. Demons are not automatically kicked out at salvation. And we can't play with that. We got to pray, study fast. And when you first get into God, it takes a minute. It takes a minute. I'm telling you, some years, I'll say. But if you go ahead on and get into God and do what you got to do, study, pray, stay before the Lord, a lot of this won't happen. But people don't even know. Some people don't. I hear one of our prophets on the line say she cannot be possessed. And it's that kind. They are the kind that the demons like because they feel like they can't touch them, but you can't play with them. I'm telling you, can't. You can't, because they'll get you. And you got to have some strength to fight them. You got to have some strength, some power, dunamis power. Effect of the red herring issues. It gives Christians a false sense of immunity from demons. It masks the real issue of demonic I can't even pronounce that word, y'all. My lips won't even say it. anyway, it's saying it masks things, so we feel like we can't be possessed, and we can. We can get possessed if we sin willfully, if we open up ourselves to demons. If we didn't did this, if you have not closed doors, if you haven't closed those things up, believe me, you can get possessed. And they think they got legal right to stay in you. Mm-hmm. Let me meet you all. Let me kind of check on this lady.
Hello?
Amen. Thank you all for being so kind. So, yeah, we're talking about legal rights. We're talking about soul ties. We haven't got on that yet, but we're talking about legal rights right now. That if you got open doors, even from a young age, things that happened to you when you were young, and those doors were not closed, then you need to be delivered. Need to be delivered. Okay. Okay, volitionary entries. These are entries involves the will, things that you do that open you up to the demonic. Got a lot of things that you can do to open you up. Willful sin, things you're done in rebellion to God, transgression against the will of God, deliberate spiritual rebellion. You choose to defy the grace of God. Demon of rebellion boast when that happens. They boast when that happens. He has a legal right to anyone. Anyone that happens to. Addiction. A bondage that controls drugs, alcohol, porn, it involves a surrender of the will. That's an addiction. When you neutralize the will, the devil has a legal right to enter. Through mood alter state, one becomes subject to demons who who are always looking for ways to circumvent the wheel, because by shutting it down, it stopped the process of the resistance to them. Addiction is a slow form of death. Each addiction is a potential open door, and this is why I tell you. Now, believe me, everybody sins and comes short of the glory of God. Nobody is a saint. Nobody. No human person. Because we all sin and fall short, but we don't have to wallow in that sin, and we must repent every day. Every day. We got to repent every day and sometimes a day. So these kind of things will not happen. We won't have no open doors, because they shouldn't be able to just come, walk in, and we can't get rid of. No. God give us power to tread over serpents and scorpions. He give us power to cast out demons. He give us power to do it. And we should be able to do it. So we got to know that we're doing as much as possible, right? Because a lot of times, even when you're dealing with witches, it comes along with a lot of other stuff. It comes right along with a lot of other stuff. You have to be doing so much. You can do as little as talking about somebody, gossiping, running your mouth, backstabbing. It opens up doors. These are things we can control. We don't have to. We don't have to do it. We can keep our mouth closed. Stay off the phone, gospel. And then talk about the Lord. Talk about something good. Talk about something better to do it. And it's so much to legal rights, because demons are come in and think they got control over you. They come in. I remember I was living in St. Louis. I will never, ever forget it. And I was, the TV just came on in the living room. I almost said, and I was laying upstairs in the bed, and it was late. It was about 1 o'clock in the morning. I was laying there, and I could see my door white to my bedroom. I could see a figure standing, leaning up against my door. And I looked over there. I said, "Who is that?" He said, "I'm going to kill you." I said, "No, you ain't." He said, "I'm going to kill you." I said, "No, you ain't." He kept saying, we came back. I said, "Before I let you kill me, I'll jump out that window." But I was asleep or in a vision or something. And when I said that, my spirit leaped out. Because I'm telling you, it was the funniest feeling that I ever had. I just jumped. Because I wasn't intending on him to kill me, but he was a demon standing up there talking to me. I'm talking back to him. And you have to know, and even cursing and doing these little things, we got to stop. We have to, because we have to keep repenting. I'm telling you, we can't forget to repent. We can't forget, because it opened up more doors that these demons think they have legal right to mess with you all the time, torment you all the time. They ain't got no right. They ain't got no right. Mm-mm. They don't have a right. But we need to close our doors. I have prayers to close doors when I tell you that we've opened we got to close and renounce them. Renounce that stuff. Whatever it is, renounce it. Lord, anything that's keeping a door open in my life, Father, I ask you to close it right now in the name of Jesus. Close every door that a demon can come through, evil can come through, in the name of Jesus. Close them doors. You got to pray them prayers so they can stop. I had to do the same thing. I had to do the same thing. You got to do it. Is there any question or cup entanglement or indulgence? Any act of sorcery or divination? Any of the 9 acts listed? I'm going to go through some, but I want you all to know, like the Masonic Lodge, the Eastern Stars, that ain't no good. I almost got into the Eastern Star, almost, but God kept me. Almost. My ex-husband did get into the Masonic, but when it was time for me, the very next day, calling, waiting for him, and the Lord said, no, you can't go. I didn't know why I was saying no, but God did. And man, when I tell you them women was mad at me, they said, you will never work in Kentucky, in the state of Kentucky, nowhere. They threatened and threatened and threatened and threatened me. Yes, they did, because they wanted me to be a daughter ruler. They ain't nothing but witches standing on the tip of stars. They ain't nothing but witches. That's all they are. I'm so grateful to God that he kept me. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I've been all the way almost up until the day before I was supposed to be whatever they do. And God said no. And I called that lady next day. I said, I can't do it. And my husband was upset with me, but I couldn't do it. I had to do what God said. And I'm so grateful to the Lord for that. That's why things that you do, you have to watch how you open doors. You have to watch. It's so many things that can open the door up to you. Close them doors. Call it by name. If you was an Eastern Star, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I renounce being an Eastern Star. I renounce every Eastern Star. I renounce it in the name of Jesus. I renounce it. And, Lord, I ask you to close every door that thing opens. Close it, Father, in the name of Jesus. I don't want no demon trying to, no evil spirit trying to come in, because they can do just that. Because of our ignorance, not knowing, lack of knowledge, I ain't going to say ignorance, but a lack of knowledge. We got to know what we're dealing with. It's so much. Okay, Deuteronomy 18 develops a contractual obligation. Covenant in the demonic. They are different from all other sins because they involve a contractual alliance, allegiance, legal contract to Satan, and a cohabitation with evil. Let me say, let me go back. Any act of sorcery or divination, any of the 9 acts listed in Deuteronomy 18. Okay. Satan in a cohabitation with evil, the Ouija board, the horoscopes, the psychics. Salvation covers sins for eternal purposes, but doesn't break the contract with evil of an occult sin. Those are occult sins, Ouija board and the horoscopes. And we now read horoscopes. That's one door we need to close. We now read horoscopes. I don't want to hear it. We have, because I have. And we all probably talked to a psychic or 1 and 2 1. I'm telling you, we need to close those doors. Those are doors that we need to close. Pass through the fire, worship of Molech, human sacrifice, also including passing through the fire. and fire walking, witchcraft or divination, seeking to know the unknown by something outside the normal. It takes away the dependency of God. It is an attack on the person of God. Soothsayers or observer of times. The devil cannot know the future, fortune teller, or horoscope, a soothsayer. He don't know. He ain't got the power to know what time. That's God's time. So he turned to the fortune teller or the horoscope, omen or enchanter, reading of something to gain an insight, reading tea leaves. I ain't never heard of that. Tea leaves make me stop drinking tea. Tarot cards, playing the Ouija board, sorcerer or witch, like that Harry Potter stuff. Conjure spells or charmers. Uses knots, incantation, curses, dials for spells. Then you have mediums or wizards. That goes to trance, into trances, and contact spirits, seances, psychics, spiritualists or wizards, call on spirits and enchantlers, gains of light as a feather, Bloody Mary, necromancy, y'all know what I'm trying to say, necromancer. One who calls up the dead. See, you can't deal in all of that. And if you do, and if you have, you've got to shut the door, because them demons will come in. Those spirits will come right on in you because the door is open. So what you have to do is renounce everything that you did, everything that you said. You can't play and dabble in here. And all can I remember my mom used to say, watch out, a black cat, and all that, and turn another way or spit on something. I don't know all that. That stuff ain't no good. You can't do that. You cannot do that. Sweep my feet, spit on the broom, and put some salt up. You can't do. We use salt. Believe me, because I take a bath and some Epsom salts in a minute, whatever you call it. And like I use those things I get from Walmart bags of stuff. And one day my husband and I went to Walmart, and I had about 6 bags, and the white lady, excuse me, I'm not prejudiced, but the white lady looked at me. She said, what you getting those for? I said, this bubble bath. She said, this is for when you take a bath. She said, they're going to give you high blood pressure. I knew she was a witch then. He said, you're going to get high blood pressure from him. I said, no, the devil is a lie. I'm not getting high blood pressure. Salt give you high blood pressure. I say, this salt is not going to give me high blood pressure. Because salt is used for so many things. And that, I had something to relax me, all different kinds. You have something to detox, all of it. But when you start trying to use it for other purposes, you know what I'm talking about. You can't use salt. You can't use nothing in a wrong way. Because you can take a piece of paper, a point of contact, and mess some stuff up. So you can't do that. Emotional entries and abandonment, the neglect, mistreatment, abdiction of responsibility by those in authority, like parents. When one who is in spiritual control abandons their responsibility, then this gives Satan a legal right and carte blanche authority over those who are abandoned. Because they just be standing around watching, especially when a parent got a baby and they mistreat the child. Or the child and got raped growing up, or, you know, all kind of stuff that open up doors. We have to, those doors, those are doors that have to be closed. those doors, and I know a dear person that was dear to me had some stuff like that happen to her, and it never did get closed. It never got closed. And it says the bigger the sin or the strong it is or whatever happened to her, the bigger the door is open. Those doors have to be closed. They have to be closed. I'm telling you. People mistreat you bad and worse, and you start hating them. Pretty soon you plot a way to kill them. I'm telling you. Because, hey, I done plotted. Believe me, I have. I ain't finna lie to God. He know every intention of my heart. But God soon took me away from that. And I thank him today. But I had to close that door. So, because especially with leadership, prophets, apostles, pastors, bishops, because they want to get the leader. That demon want to get the leader. So everybody else going to follow. So leaders have to always, whether you did or you didn't, pray and close doors. Pray, if it's Lord, whatever it is I've done, whatever it is I think I've done, please forgive me. I repent right now, whatever it is. I remember, and you know the devil bring it, because see, God don't bring stuff back like that. It be the devil bringing stuff back. Yeah, that's what it be. It be the devil bringing it back. And I remember he was started bringing stuff. I said, what? I'm started remembering this stuff because he was bringing it back. But what I should have been doing was repenting from this stuff. It was kind of making me feel bad. I mean, it's been some years ago, but still I should have been repenting and closing doors from that. When he was trying to do something for evil. But I should have made it out of good. I should have been repenting every time something would come up, because ain't no use. God ain't finna show you when you was in the club and all this kind of stuff. I should have been repenting. But when we have opportunities like that, things that we've done in our lives, we got to repent every day, four times a day. We got to shut doors. That's why this retreat is so important, because a lot of folk, a lot of us are going to be delivered. Believe me. And believe me, a lot of us need it. I'm including myself. Believe me. I'm including myself, because it's one thing about it. We can never have too much praise and worshiping and getting delivered and all of that. We can never have too much of that. And we need to keep on doing it. Say, am I ready? Oh my God. Y'all know I ain't halfway through with this. Let me see. Okay. When one who is a spiritual controller abandons their responsibility, then it gives Satan a legal right and carte blanche authority over those who are abandoned. The person in spiritual authority over you has the right to open the door to the devil for you. Substantial situational abandonment, death, divorce, workaholic, severe illness or incapacitation, intentional abandonment, abuse, incest, molestation, adultery, drug addiction, physical abandonment, not present, physically abused, emotional abandonment, verbal abuse, failure to show love and nurture. That comes up under all of that. It comes up under all of that. That is something. That's something. I'm telling you, we have to close those doors. I'm telling you, we can't not leave because we're trying to let the Holy Spirit work in us. Even if we didn't do none of those things that I called out, we still need to pray those prayers. And I'm going to get these prayers together for you all so you can pray them every day. We need to pray them every day. Every day, believe me, we need to pray. I know I got one close, but I got to run it off. I got to run it off my computer. But, yeah, we need all that and more. So I'm not going to prolong the time. I thank and praise God that God is in next, and on Monday, I'll finish out with this because I really, the soul ties, legal rights is very important because it's like when you feel a demon trying to touch on you or you know you being attacked and you binding up and you say, hey, you ain't doing nothing. You ain't doing nothing because he feel like he got legal rights to do anything because it's a door open. So he's going to keep on messing with you because he said, you ain't got no power. I got rights over you for this. So we got to do it. We got to do it. We got to get these prayers out, and I want every one of y'all to have one so you can read and pray, I mean, over it. Take it and pray it out in the name of Jesus. So anyway, I'm going to get ready to dismiss. I thank and praise God for each one of you in Radio Land, those that's on our radio broadcast. God bless you all for getting on here. I thank and praise God for you today. I'm going to pray, Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for everyone under the sound of my voice. Lord, I ask you to cover them right now in the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you on today to bless them, they and their families, Lord. They're going in and coming out, Lord. And I ask you to dispatch angels wherever they are in the name of Jesus. Bless those in radio land, their children and families, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. And God bless you all. I love you, and God love you too. Have a good rest of the Sabbath night, and I will see you all, talk to you again on the radio broadcast on Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Central. God bless you. Have a good night. Amen.